Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, HSP, share number 21. That's a highly sensitive person, share number 21. We're going into Judith Orloff's book, The Empath Survival Guide. Truly, truly transformative book for people who are empaths and for those who aren't but have family members that are. It'll also add great insights to them. This empathy that's in an empath's life is not the normal kind. Very often, they come very feeling overwhelmed, fatigued, and downright exhausted until they learn skills to help them cope with their sensitivities. It's very difficult to cope. Very often, they are diagnosed with agoraphobia. That's fear of places that may cause feelings of panic and entrapment and helplessness and embarrassment. Chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, I'm not pronouncing that right. Migraines, chronic pain, allergies, adrenal fatigue, which is sort of like a burnout type of thing. On an emotional level, they may experience anxiety, depression, panic attacks, all of this will be discussed Be'ezras Hashem. Addictions. Very often empaths are prone to addiction, to become addicted to alcohol, to drugs, to food, to sex, to shopping, other behaviors that numb their sensitivities. Overeating is common, since some empaths unwittingly use food to ground themselves. Empaths could easily become overweight, sort of protecting them in a certain way. Sometimes it's the reverse, when they don't eat or can't eat. When it comes to relationships, very often empaths could, without their own knowledge, slip into getting involved with toxic partners, become anxious, depressed, ill. They give their hearts too easily to narcissists and other unavailable people. Empaths are loving and expect others to be that way, which doesn't always happen. They also absorb their partner's stress, their emotions, such as anger and depression. And we will discuss, Be'ezras Hashem, how to have healthy relationships without getting overloaded and to set clear boundaries with the toxic people in your life. Empathetic parents often feel overwhelmed and exhausted from the intense demands of raising children because they tend to absorb their children's feelings and pain. Empaths who are parents will learn skills to prevent them from doing this. In addition, empathetic children can be overwhelmed by their sensitivities. Work. Empaths can be drained by their workplace, by lack of boundaries there. And they need to learn to center and replenish themselves in work environments and so that they avoid overstimulation or having too little privacy. And they also have a very high sensitivity that makes them very, very intuitive, able to sense people's energy. They're open to premonitions, even animal communications, powerful dreams are very common with empaths. They are often labeled oversensitive, shy, introverted, often overwhelmed and anxious. Hearing arguments and yelling from other people actually make them physically ill and emotionally ill. This feeling of not fitting in anywhere. The idea of how crowds drain people. They drain them. Noise overwhelms them. Odors overwhelms them. Non-stop talkers overwhelm them. Chemical sensitivity or low tolerance to scratchy clothes, some type of material of clothes are difficult for them to wear. To they prefer taking their own car to places so they can leave early. Overeat or undereating because of stress. Suffocated by their intimate relationships. They startle easily. React strongly to caffeine or medication. Have a low threshold of pain. They sometimes learn to develop a higher threshold out of survival. Socially isolate themselves, absorb other people's stresses, emotions, and symptoms. They multitask, replenish themselves in nature. They try to do that. They need a long time to recuperate after being with difficult people. They feel better in small places, small towns, small stores with less people rather than in large cities or large interactions. And they prefer one-to-one interactions and small groups versus a large gathering. So these days, plain and simple, going to weddings could be very pressurized for an empath. There are many advantages of being an empath. The intuitiveness, the energy that you feel, the ability to read people, to experience the richness of life, the huge hearts, the instincts to help others in need, dreamers, idealists, passionate, deep, creative, in touch with their emotions, compassionate, able to see the big picture of things, appreciating feelings, becoming loyal friends, becoming loyal mates. They are the best husbands and wives, these empaths, because they are committed in loving and giving love. Intuitive, spiritual, can sense energy, special appreciation for the natural world. We resonate with that. But again, that also comes with many common challenges, one of them being overstimulation. You don't have the same defenses as others. And you have like raw nerve endings and you burn out more easily. You don't have enough time to replenish yourself and wind down. So you suffer from the toxic effects of overstimulation and sensory overload. Also, you absorb the stress and negativity of others. Sometimes you can't even tell whether the emotion you're feeling or the bodily distress that you're feeling is your own or it's someone else's that you took in. And you have to be careful and guarded from that. You can't help anyone in that state anyway. Feeling things intensely. Carrying the weight on your shoulders. Experiencing emotional and social hangovers. Meaning that you get so overwhelmed, you sort of check out, or feeling isolated and lonely. This is a real tough one. You may isolate yourself or keep yourself distant from people because the world seems so overwhelming. As a result, others may view you as standoffish. Like many empaths, you may be hypervigilant at scanning your environment to ensure it is safe, which others can perceive as a signal to stay away. You may also freeze around inauthentic people, which can convey aloofness, but this is clearly a protective advice. Some empaths prefer socializing online to keep others at a distance, so there's less of a tendency to absorb their discomfort and distress. Empaths experience emotional burnout. People run to tell you their life stories, or they gravitate to you, like, I can help you, but you get worn down by that sometimes. You have to know to have balances in that. Coping with increased sensitivity to light, to smell, to taste, to touch, to temperature, to sound. Loud noises are painful. Bright lights are painful. They penetrate and shock the body. People hold their ears when ambulances go by, or a leaf blower, or loud machinery is jarring for them. Or the blasts of fireworks, July 4th time, and so on. And often there's a startle response to it. Strong smells, chemicals, exhausts, perfume makes them queasy, allergic, suffocating. We are basically also influenced are by intense weather, thunderstorms, gusty winds, snowfall. Expressing needs in intimate relationships is a challenge sometimes for empaths. We're going to get into that more in detail in future shiurim, be'ezus Hashem. An empath sensitivity is different between men and women, and they overlap. In many ways, being a female empath is a lot more difficult, even though it seems less so because they're emotional anyway as a gift. So if they're an empath, it's like that gift going beyond, but it has a lot of challenges even as a female. Very difficult to be a female empath, but it's very difficult to be a male empath. Because this sensitivity is not externally a masculine trait. Yes, when you hear Gedolei Yisrael as an example, the ones who cry easily and care and they're very emotional and warm, they sort of get a pass because they're Gedolei Yisrael. So this is a good midas taivais, that they care and they cry and they empathize and they, and so on. But in the world that we live in, it's not a strength. If you're a strong person, you don't cry. You know, the sensitive boys, they're bullied and they're being sissies by crying and being emotionally soft. That's not what a male is supposed to be. And therefore, since they have this in their minds, so therefore, when you're a male empath, very often some people that are that repress their emotions or forget that they have them. And they end up suffering in silence. To be well balanced, a man has to own their sensitive side. Doesn't mean you become like the in this generation, it or a she or whatever. No, it means that you, if you're a man and you have these strong emotions, you develop your high emotional IQ. And you work towards it. And not against it. We have to see that technically, even though we're viewed as overly sensitive, empaths are not overly sensitive. It's a gift, but we need to learn to manage these gifts in a balanced, healthy way. One can thrive as an empath, but you need skills to prevent the overloading of it. It's a huge asset when you learn how to manage it. People have this misconception that empaths are crazy, neurotic, weak, hypochondriacs, whatever it is. No, they're wonderful, sensitive people with a gift, but they need tools to cope. What makes the empath's overload system worse? The fatigue, the illness, the traffic, crowds, loud environments, toxic people, low sugar levels, arguing, overwork, chemical sensitivities, too much socializing, feeling trapped in overstimulating situations. What makes an empath's overload better? Slow everything down. Calm down. Go into your room without sounds or bright lights. Sleep, meditate, recharge your batteries. Recharge your batteries. To deal with overload, one patient once told Judith Orloff that only one-to-one contact with people is bearable. Groups feel just too intense. Another one explained, I decompress at night when everyone is sleeping and the whole world is resting and the invisible energetic buzz of the day quiets down. Then I can relax and focus. It's very important to shield yourself, to block out toxic energy, and to know how to put up the shield. Not to shut down completely, but to regulate the switch yourself. And sometimes, indeed, it is necessary. When you're in an airport, you're at a chasana, you're in around people that are toxic, you learn how to create this shield in front of you to protect yourself from this excess energy that is bouncing your way. We will continue, Be'ezus Hashem, discussing this in the upcoming shiur. Bracha v'atzlacha.